It should be a great Saturday, a little warmer. We'll tease 60 degrees, and then the low on Saturday night down to the mid-30s. On Sunday, high in the middle 60s. That sounds like springtime, sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are back with us on Monday. Monday's high 64. If you don't have our free weather app on your phone yet, no problem. It's great to have, and it'll keep you on top of the weather changes. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. For Montgomery Crime Mapping, in the past 24 hours, two cars stolen, 600 block of Festival Place and the 2400 block of Meadow Ridge, both those addresses off the Eastern Boulevard. Robbery of a person, 3600 block of Richard Street, gun used there. Two business robberies, one in the 2200 block of East South Boulevard and the 4600 block of Mobile Highway, guns used in both of those robberies. And two burglaries, one on Lone Oak Drive off West Boulevard, the other a residence burglared in the 1100 block of Perry Hill Road, that near Beth Manor. And an update on the Taco Bell fire. Investigators believe the fire started in a small room holding electrical distribution equipment. The cause of the fire is yet to be determined. On social media, a group of people upset about the store burning down have planned a candlelight vigil for Taco Bell. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year! 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay Latex, Hybrids, and of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatched sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Pepper Tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Pepper Tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us in our new home at Pepper Tree shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Back in the news and views, 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Terry Adams joins me. Jack Campbell out. We just heard from him moments ago. He promises to be back Monday. I think he used the words promised.
Yeah, he did.
Swear on everything good and holy. Something like that. If I'm putting words in his mouth, so be it. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. This is the third hour of News and Views. We got about 54 minutes with you before we run out of time. The Dan Morris Show will kick off then. Joey's out, so he will not be on the Dan Morris Show. He will not be on Happy Hour. He will not be on the Joey Clark Radio Hour. I'll be here for him for the next 3 hours with Dan Morris. I don't know who's going to be in for Happy Hour. Peyton Jolly was there yesterday. You were there yesterday.
She's going to be here today.
She's going to be there again today?
Yes.
You will not be there again today?
No, I will not be.
You and Peyton were there together yesterday. I listened to that great show.
Thank you.
And then Joey had a replay last night. So that kind of your rundown of what's coming up here on News Talk, home of 13 live consecutive hours of local talk radio each and every day, Monday through Friday. Got live shows on the weekend, Jay 4 to 6, Terry 6 to 9. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, I don't know if we have anyone live on Sunday.
I don't think we do yet.
We can work on it,
yet.
Though.
Yeah.
We can work on it. Yet. I love the word yet.
Yet. Always.
Boy,
yet.
Yet is the word of hopefulness.
Absolutely.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Ken.
Morning, gents.
Morning, Ken.
Baron, you were on such a roll, appropriately so, mm-hmm. for what's about to be breaking news, and I think you're breaking it early for all of us. It dawned on me that, golly, if it weren't for the cough button, your little bit of a persistent cough, if it weren't for the cough button and commercials and maybe occasional calls of nature, it'd be difficult to get in at all this morning. Glad to hear from Jack, though. I hope he's feeling better, and I do hope he'll be back Monday. You reminded him that you're telling everybody that he'll be back Monday.
Yeah.
You didn't say that you told all of us he'd be back Wednesday.
That's true.
And that he'd be back Thursday. But just remember, Jack, he's a lawyer, so I'm sure he's telling us as best he can what your schedule will be, but we'll all be happy to hear you well and back on the air. Baron, it was a few weeks ago, month and a half at least, after the shootings from the Mandalay Bay, is that the name of the casino hotel?
In Vegas, yeah.
I'll remind you first of what Jack said. He said by in the morning, the day after the shooting, or the day after y'all reported, that the FBI would know everything there was to know about the guy who supposedly was the sole shooter and the sole person involved.
Uh-huh.
You had fairly complete faith, I believe, in the FBI's ability to elucidate all of this for us. But at that time, I cautioned you by phone that that might not be the best thing that could happen to this investigation. You recall I cautioned
I do,
you.
I do remember this call, yeah.
Right. And if you had, don't misplace too much of your trust in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. By and large, top to bottom, I don't think they deserve it. I know there are plenty of honest, hardworking agents in the Bureau.
Sure.
But starting at the top, there are unsavory, dishonest, law-breaking characters in high positions of authority.
Mm-hmm.
The book that I recommended to you at that time, I was right in the middle or two-thirds of the way through, trying to remember the title. Sheenan is the author, former New York Times reporter and a foreign correspondent. A Cruel and Shocking Act. That is the title.
Yeah.
And if you read it, it will shatter your faith in the FBI. And of course, that dates back to more than half a century. We still are coping with the aftermath and the bungled investigation and the Warren report on that particular assassination in 63. I have one question for you, Baron, and you may be able to answer this. For FISA court approval, does it require, do all of them require a judge?
Yes.
Well, I heard someone report over the air just a few days ago that not all of these went before a judge, that there were higher-ups in each bureau or each administration that could approve these.
Golly, could approve a warrant?
Yeah.
Let's see how.
Yeah. Now, and I wish I could tell you who that person was over Network News, but I just don't recall.
No. There is no line of cases with which I am familiar from the United States Supreme Court, no individual case or no series of cases I've ever heard of that allows a warrant to be issued by anything less than a judge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly hope that's accurate, mm-hmm. and I'm certainly very happy that there is an inspector general who apparently is trying to do his job, and I still hope fervently that, as you call him, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, is busily doing his. I think that he is. I want to give him the benefit of mm-hmm. any doubt.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm looking forward to what he may produce. Right now, I'm looking forward to when the IG's report will be made public.
I want to read this memo cover to cover like you do, Ken.
Right, right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. Real quickly, before we head back to the phones, I was reminded by text, the March for Life is taking place right now. If you're wondering why you haven't seen it on television, it's because this event is blocked out annually. There'll be millions of people here, 2, 3, 4 million people here, marching to end the abomination known as abortion.
Awesome.
And if 50,000 people showed up in Washington, D.C. to protest Trump, it would be wall-to-wall news. You remember the Pussy Hat March, the women's march that took place whenever that was?
Mm-hmm.
There were like 100,000 people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was news for days.
Yep.
Then March for Life, either the president just addressed them or is getting ready to address them. They will not show you. That pain right there, Terry, that they're showing, that's the first indication yet that you have seen any March for Life, anything on television. And I promise you, it's only on Fox. They're not showing anywhere else.
Of course
not. But you have millions of people annually who march on this weekend in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The parade this year is being led by a local youth group.
Cool.
Montgomery, Alabama's own Montgomery Catholic will be leading the entire parade.
Awesome. That's
great. So big hats off to Justin Costanza and that whole group over there. They do a fantastic job. And can't be more excited that a Montgomery, Alabama group is leading a parade of literally millions of people. So we'll head back now. Let's see here. Memo, which they say details alarming abuses of surveillance. At the latest, the potential bombshell. It's troubling. I'm reading closed captioning. Shocking. Pardon me. So this should be coming up shortly here. That's the first media I've seen on it today, Terry.
Me too. Here we go.
Yeah, it's starting to slowly leak its way into the mainstream media. Marilla.
Hey, Baron, how y'all doing?
Doing well, Marilla. How are you?
I'm good. I love listening to y'all today. First thing is, I don't know if you can do it over the radio, but can you give us some of those news sources where all of this news is already hitting?
Sure. Just hits Fox.
Well, Fox just mentioned it.
Yep.
Here are some places I know I've read it today. Now, listen, mm-hmm. I'm going to name some websites you probably haven't heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I say the name of a website, don't discount it just because it's not CNN or MSNBC.
I don't.
Okay. You can go to a website called ZeroHedge.com. Zero Hedge was originally a website for hedge fund managers.
Okay.
They have a great little catchy timeline, a great little catchy quote at the top. Says, on a long enough timeline, the survival rate for everybody is zero. So it's a fantastic resource. They do a great job of curating news. Where else was it? Conservative Treehouse had this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can always go to the Donald on Reddit. Reddit.com/r/the_Donald. That may be a little complex to navigate if you're not used to navigating that type of a website. Where else has this been?
Oh, gosh. Activist,
Breitbart has it?
Yeah. Activist Post has it.
Yeah. Does it just, you can find it.
Okay.
It's out there.
A second, a couple more things real quick. What was the date of that podcast where you did the overview of all this really incredible stuff? I meant to download it, and I didn't, and I don't know the date anymore.
Gosh, Meryl, I'd have to go back and find it. I don't know the date either.
Okay.
When was the shooting even? I don't even remember. Was that in October?
Yeah.
So it'd probably be November 5th to 9th, somewhere right in there, because I think it was maybe a month or just over a month after it had happened.
Okay. And also, Laura Ingraham has been trying to figure out this, you know, this shooting in Las Vegas. And it's so funny because I think, my Baron Coleman, he's figured it out. He needs to be on Laura Ingraham.
You know what's funny? I'm reading it. I got a headline, a 14-page story in my hand here. It says 30 questions and one answer. And the answer is because Laura Ingraham wouldn't shut up. And it's great. It's great. It's about an interview Laura Ingraham had on October 30th. I think it was her first day back on air on Fox News. And she interviewed Devin Nunes. And Nunes was trying to tell her, he was trying to hint what was going on in this OIG memo. Mm-hmm. He was trying to say the things that we've been talking about all morning for the last 2 hours.
She didn't pick up on it.
She didn't pick up on it, and she was talking over him, and he was too polite to say, "Will you shut up a minute and let me get it out?"
Right? That's what she does.
Yeah.
That's her thing.
She does talk over people a lot. You need to go on there. I'm going to suggest she puts you on there, that you have the answers that she's trying to figure out.
Now I'm willing to go anywhere, Marilla.
Well, you know, they're just now admitting, the police are just now admitting they have multiple suspects in the Vegas shooting, so...
Well, I heard you saying, what's your name, Terry, the other night, that there were reports of gunmen on the airfield.
Oh, yeah. You can
and
listen.
I've been meaning to tell Baron what you said about that.
There were gunmen on the airfield.
You can listen to the air traffic controllers up in the tower going, telling the flights, be careful, we got gunmen running across the runway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had helicopters that were landing and taking back off.
Yep, and they were using pinging the signal of a Southwest airplane.
Yeah.
So
but it clearly acted like a helicopter because you could see the way it came in,
it
lighted immediately, and then got up and left.
Yep.
Well, it's going to blow people's minds what you have to say, Baron. It's going to catapult you to national stardom.
Not me. I just read a lot and collected the evidence. Hey, Meryl, I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Certainly.
See you.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 19 minutes after 11. We've got to have you back on because I want to go through a lot of these types of stories.
Oh, man, I tell you.
We've got to talk about Las Vegas together
sometime. We've got to do that. Well, you need to talk about Sandy Hook. I know. We just need to talk about it.
I've read all that can be read about Sandy Hook.
Have you read Dr. Jim Fetzer's?
I don't know any of the names of the people I've read, mm-hmm. but I've read, I believe, every argument you could possibly read, and there are some extraordinarily interesting things that, when you include in the narrative, change the narrative.
Yes.
For example, I mean, the fact I always hit people with, what mass shooting has ever had 100% kill rate? I mean, you always have X dead, X Y wounded.
Sure. Do you always have survivors?
You never have X dead, zero wounded.
No.
It's never, ever happened before.
No.
It's never happened since. So there are things like that.
Yes.
And the Christmas trees behind the
big sign, everybody must check in.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Something weird going on.
And the chasing people through the woods.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
You know, I've read up on it.
I believe.
I'm not above believing that they put this together.
Yes.
I'm just not ready to declare it as fact.
I understand.
Problem. But yeah, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Vegas. I want to talk about so much more. Man, we got to get you back on the air. But I do, right now, what I want to talk about is my friends over at Mattress Firm, because
nice
they have
segue.
Some sales going on right now, boys and girls. You know, one of the great tragedies in America is people don't sleep long enough.
True.
They said the other day the president only needed 4 hours of sleep. And some people only need 4 hours of sleep. But most people, that will cause all kinds of health maladies.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cause heart disease, diabetes,
stress.
Oh,
they've proven that people that sleep longer live longer.
You live longer.
It's proven.
And you usually weigh less. It's one like the biggest weight loss secret of all time. And I know this from my own life. When I'm sleeping 7.5, 8 hours at a time for several weeks in a row, I lose weight.
Well, it's simple. You don't have more time to eat.
But I think it's lower. I think even when you're awake,
your
metabolism,
eat less.
Everything's better.
Sure.
I mean, your body needs the sleep. You got to get horizontal for some time, folks. Don't be a superhero. Don't be a superhero. Trump may be able to get by in 4 hours. Let me just go out on a limb and say, you can't. You can't, and I don't want to hear that you can't. Go by Mattress Firm where they can get you comfortable, they can get you lying down nicely, and they can maximize the sleep you do get. And I know it's tough for everybody to get there. I know it's tough. Not to Mattress Firm. I know it's tough to everybody to get to sleep every night.
Yeah.
But just make that commitment. Make that focus. You really, really need to do it here. So go by there. Three locations in the River Region. Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, there's a Mattress Firm there. Mattress Firm on Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's. Mattress Firm out at East Chase. No matter which one you go to, you're going to save money and sleep happy. Got Terry Adams in the studio for another 38 minutes. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Sinclair's East, delivering affordable dining. Vaughn Road at Taylor.
At Sinclair's, they don't know a stranger. When you walk in the door, you feel like family.
Sinclair's has choices for any taste.
Here at Sinclair's, there's a lot of different choices. If you like pasta, if you like steak, if you like salads, there's always different cuts of meat. There's different vegetables daily.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can get a bang for your buck here at Sinclair's. You can either come here and get a $9 sandwich, or you can go all the way up to a great filet mignon. It's just really whatever you want to choose and whatever you want to spend, you can spend here.
It's not just steaks and seafood at Sinclair's.
Of course, at lunch, they always have a meat and vegetables that you can choose from, and the things that you feel comfortable to eat at lunch without feeling guilty.
Kids are welcome at Sinclair's.
Kids are more than welcome. Tons of families come in here and eat.
Bring the babies. Bring the grandparents. Gather your clan at Sinclair's. Sinclair's. Family friendly and fine dining for decades. Vaughn Road at Taylor.
If you're considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Guys, this hour of the program every day brought to you in part by our good friends over at Colt Plumbing. 279-8919, 279-8919. Can't go wrong with Colt Plumbing, especially this time of year. Pipes freezing up, and just, you might even just need to get the inspection. You know, sometimes they can just inspect your pipes.
Mm-hmm.
You got the slow drain.
I hate that.
Oh, man. They got things that can dig down there and look and push all that stuff through, and I mean, your whole house would be like the day you built it. Plumbing, all wonderful. So give Colt Plumbing a call, 279-8919. They're generous sponsors of live local talk radio. We couldn't do stuff like this without our sponsors, and we encourage you to use them.
You have trouble with your bowl?
Call on Colt. There you go. How about that? we'll head back to the phone. I guess we head back to the phones now.
Oh, sure.
Who's this? I forgot.
Lori.
Lori, that's right. I'm sorry. Hey. I didn't write your name down, darling.
Hey, guys. That's
hey, Lori.
Okay.
Hey, Lori.
I just got something quick to say for everybody if they want to watch it. It is on.
The March for Life?
Yeah.
Where?
Eternal World.
Television. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. EWTN. It's on there.
Up here in Elmore County, we have Spectrum. It's on Channel 5. I don't know about Montgomery channels.
No, either.
You know, I don't know about you guys' cable. But, yeah, it's on right now. Pence is speaking.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If anybody wants to flip it over, I'm listening to you and trying to watch them too. So, but I just want to let everybody know.
Well, thank you.
Okay, guys.
Thank
have a great
so
weekend.
Much. Appreciate that.
You too.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 27 minutes after 11. Who's this?
This is Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, good morning. So I have a question about all this.
Yeah.
So Fusion GPS first got involved during the primaries and later started receiving funding from Democratic sources, right?
I don't know that that's been established as fact, but that certainly is one version of events, yes.
Okay, so...
But it was definitely, if it was during the primaries, and I've heard that, it almost assuredly came from the Jeb Bush campaign.
Right, which I wouldn't be surprised of at all.
Yeah.
So is the allegation that they had information from this spies on misconduct? Because they turned their reporting over to the FBI, and that's where some of the Mueller stuff started. So are we saying that Pfizer information went to Fusion GPS?
Well, we're saying that they used the information from Fusion GPS to get a FISA warrant.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. I think it went both ways. I think there was what this inspector, now we don't know because we haven't read the report.
Right, certainly, of course.
But when we read the report, what people are saying who have read it.
Right.
And once you have 60 or 70 congressmen have read this thing, trust me, some of the reports coming out are containing facts that were in the report. I mean, that's the nature of how it works. That's why they chose to do this, so it would leak out eventually.
Right. On purpose,
Yeah, I mean, it was like, hey, don't steal my car, but I parked it in the ghetto with the keys in it and it's running. You know, but please don't steal it.
Yeah.
That's essentially what they've done here. But I think what you're going to find out is the FISA warrants were bootstrapped off of some of this Fusion GPS stuff, and then that information that they got from the warrants ended up back in the reports, and it was like a continuing circular deal.
But because
at one point the FBI was paying Fusion GPS. The FBI took over the payments to Fusion GPS at one point, if you remember.
Yeah.
Yes, after it went from conservative to Democrat.
No, it was never conservative. Never conservative. It went from globalist establishment Republican to globalist establishment Democrat to FBI.
Fair enough. Now, I have one last question. And how do you think this all plays into it? Now, I'm not asking this as a hit on Trump, but how does this all play into it? In the Wall Street Journal yesterday, it was released that Trump's lawyer, shortly before the election, set up a shell corporation in Delaware that paid the $150,000 or whatever it was to that porn star, to her lawyer. Like, where does that all fit into this? Where does that money come from?
Trump is a billionaire. What do you mean, $150,000? That'd be like me setting up an account to pay Alan $9.
Yeah, that's lunch.
And where did $9 come from?
Directly Trump's money.
Huh?
So you think it was probably just from Trump's own account?
I don't know that the payment happened, but if the payment happened, hell, it could have been anybody's money. And Trump can pay porn stars whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Did you read the story, Alan, the best story? If I was TLC's Shark Week, I would use this in my promo.
Okay.
Trump got this porn star in his hotel room. You know what she told one of these magazines?
What
Trump made her do?
No idea.
He wouldn't do anything until the Shark Week had ended. And he made her sit and watch Shark Week for 3 hours with him.
Man, after my own heart.
I know, that's what I'm talking about. So if you're Shark Week, is there a better promo than better than live porn star in the hotel room?
Just hold on, baby. Just hold on. It'll be over to me. Just hold on. No.
Okay,
that's the best promo ever.
I'm going to leave you on this one, though. I have never gotten a hooker or a porn star or anything like that. I want to get one just to have them watch Shark Week. And
there you go.
It.
There you go. I love it.
Have a good day.
Take
care, man.
I think it's the best promo ever.
It is. I don't know why they're not using it.
You know, billionaire has porn star in the room with him, in the hotel room with him, and makes her watch Shark Week for 3 hours before they
hold
do anything.
Hold on, honey.
We'll get there. But they're moving up to Great Whites. Exactly. The next hour's on Great Whites. We don't know where they're going after that. It's Shark Week. It could go anywhere.
Exactly.
They could do the making of Jaws. Nate.
Hey, this has got to be hands down the best show that you've ever done.
Oh, Nate, that's high praise, my friend. Thank you.
Wow. You guys just are really bouncing all the conspiracy theory stuff off of each other very well.
Oh, no conspiracies here, baby. This is
fact. I mean, yeah. You're about to see this in you're going to read this memo soon.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Yo, you are.
I think you should submit this show for, the awards this year.
An Abby Award?
Yeah.
You think this show could win an Abby?
I think so, because you're breaking it. This is breaking news. Nobody else is covering it.
Well, that is true.
And I can tell that both of you have done deep amount of research on this. Well,
that's why I wanted to have Terry on, because when I was talking to him this morning, I knew he was educated on it.
Oh, yeah. But I'm really enjoying it. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Nate. Thank you, Nate. Nate's always good for a hit of high praise.
Yes, Nathaniel's a good fella.
Papa B.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I think I would have to pay for my wife to watch Shark Week with me. I can't get her to watch the kind of TV that I like, documentaries.
Yeah.
Or whatever. She wants to watch HGTV and I don't know, what's that, Hallmark channel?
All the movies on the Hallmark channel, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, especially in December.
I know. I've done that.
I got to tell you, I think that there is a lot more to this than we're going to be finding out very soon. And doing the slow roll approach to releasing all this information, he is really, Trump and company are really just letting it dribble out piece by piece.
Painfully,
which is good.
Slow. Yeah.
Well, it takes a while for people to absorb what's really going on.
That's what Barron was saying earlier, yeah. It's hard for people to absorb. This is such a shock to so many people.
Well, I think that's why they were getting these pieces of information out slowly, so that when the Inspector General's report came out, people would believe it and say, well, that's true, because these guys are corrupt. We've been getting this information for weeks now that these people are corrupt, so now we understand it. And it's telling. I mean, somebody cheesed on me on text messages about my sources, and I get that. I mean, I understand that. But it's hard when the mainstream media absolutely gives something a blackout.
Yeah.
When there's an absolute blackout, but it's real. I mean, when congressmen are walking out of secure, compartmented facilities in the Capitol and saying this is bigger than Watergate, people will go to prison, that this is going to change the nature of the American government forever.
This is a legitimate story.
Yes. I can't quote CNN because CNN won't cover it.
Right.
So I got to go to the sources that are covering it.
Yep.
Well, not only that, but I don't think they're seeing everything.
The congressmen?
They're just seeing it. Yeah.
They may be.
I think they're just seeing it piecemeal, too. They're seeing it as it's released.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're getting the whole scoop right at once, either. This is, right now is about using, the FBI, the State Department, the CIA, being weaponized against Donald Trump or the American people and the American political system. But, brother, that's not even the half of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some things that come in that will roll this country up, I'm telling you. And when it does, they're doing it just right, right.
Yeah, when the contents of Anthony Weiner's laptop, when it gets released, they said hardened New York detectives that were used to pedophilia, that they were just almost sickened by what they found on his laptop. If that ever gets released, oh, wow.
Well, and not only that, but I believe there are some really corrupt situations that have gone on at the very top of the of our government and with some elected officials, too. I think John McCain might be caught up in this somehow.
He is.
John McCain's got Joe Paterno's cancer. I mean, this is the when you realize you've been caught and your whole life's work is crumbling and you just off yourself.
Yeah.
That's the type of cancer John McCain's got. And he knows the clock is short. He knows it.
You know, and I want, do y'all think this Q guy is for real?
He's been proven right too many times to be wrong.
Yes.
So he obviously is somebody with incredible knowledge, because when he says a report is coming out, it comes out.
That's right.
And when he says the news is going to cover something, they cover it. And so the question is who? Hold on. The question is who is he? I speculate it's Don Jr.
Yeah.
Terry said earlier it may be Trump himself. I heard people initially thinking it might have been Bannon, but Bannon's now gone, and this guy still has access. So.
Yeah, it's not Bannon.
Well, Bannon, there's some other things that Bannon is doing. I tell you what, I think this whole Mueller thing, whether by accident or on purpose, is going to turn into a sting operation on the deep state.
I hope so. I hope so. Papa, we appreciate your call, buddy.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I hope so. I really do. Because here's the deal. There are good members of the FBI.
Yes.
Good members. I mean, good people.
Yes.
Lifelong servants who just want to do the right thing.
That's right.
Who got into government because they want to put bad guys in jail. And then there are some really good people in the Department of Justice and their prosecutors, and good people that are prosecutors in all the various little different agencies all over the country.
That's
and these
true.
People want to put bad guys in jail. They don't want to see corruption run free, but they know it's happening.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first time they feel like they've got support all the way at the top to go after it.
And that's the difference.
And this is the difference.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to finally do it. They're finally going to start dropping the hammer.
I love it.
And you're going to see the good guys finally come out on top. Remember, I keep referencing this. I've been doing it for a year tomorrow. The best line from the entire inaugural speech from Donald J. Trump was when he said, "I'm going to turn this government back over to the people." He was not talking about votes or listening. He was talking about disrupting the deep state, getting the entrenched bureaucracy out, and letting the people finally control the destiny of this great country.
By and for.
Yes. We're getting it back, Terry.
I love it.
Slowly but surely, we're getting it back. We'll be back.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
A hometown tradition. patience of a cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land, countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Hi, I'm Mark from Country's Barbecue, and you might be a Country's Barbecue fan if you've ever heard or used the word, did you know? We use it all the time. Did you know all of our sauces, Sweet Heat and Alabama White sauces, are homemade? Did you know 200 fresh-squeezed lemons are hand-squeezed every day to make our lemonade and, of course, our lemon meringue pie? Did you know we smoke Boston butts over real hickory wood for hours on an open pit? Did you know every one of our pies are made from the freshest ingredients? Did you know we win best tea, period? Did you know everything we do, we work extra hard to make it extra good for you? Now you know it. Come on in and enjoy it.
Country's Barbecue.
It seems like everything runs on computers and networks these days. I worry all the time. Are we backed up? What happens when we go down? I can't fix it.
Relax. Bachelor Technologies is there 24/7 with a team of engineers that will keep your network monitored, safe, efficient, maintained, and backed up. Bachelor Technologies at wearebt.com equals peace of mind. We worry about your network so you don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret, baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Who's ready for a weekend warm-up? All right. Our forecast for today, sunshine, not quite as chilly as it has been. High temperature 52. Tonight, clear skies, another freeze. Overnight, low 30. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Should be a great Saturday. A little warmer. We'll tease 60 degrees. And then the low on Saturday night, down to the mid-30s. On Sunday, high in the middle 60s. That sounds like springtime. Sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are back with us on Monday. Monday's high 64. If you don't have our free weather app on your phone yet, no problem. It's great to have, and it'll keep you on top of the weather changes. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
In, it's 45 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Now that was an intro.
Yes, I love that song. If you don't put this song on and realize your government wants to kill you at times, not all of it, but the deep state certainly, then you've never had a really good time.
Okay.
14 minutes to the top of the hour. It ends, I can't even play the end of it because of the way it ends, but it ends with a great anti-government scream that I won't do what you tell me. Then it has a couple of foul things to say ahead of time.
Yes.
But man, a little old school rage, that gets the blood going on
a Friday morning.
On a Friday morning.
Yep.
Real quickly, before we head back to the phone calls, I got to tell you about my friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, because lunchtime has arrived. And they have a fantastic lineup going on at Midtown Pizza Kitchen all the time.
Good stuff, man.
Family-friendly casual, relaxed atmosphere, but it's fine Italian dining. I mean, this is the good food that you would get if you went to one of these high-dollar Italian restaurants around the world. But you get it right here. Chef Christoph Zagaglia, fresh from Rome, Italy. He knows all the secrets of Italian cooking. He's been learning at the heels of Mama and Grandmama all over there.
He
knows how to marinate the foods, and he knows how to get the marinara sauce on the back eye bubbling just right so that it tastes perfect every single day. They're the best red sauce I've ever tasted.
Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to have to go. You're making me hungry, man.
They have the best red sauce I've ever tasted. And those specials, man, those specials. It's just everything they do is right. They have a lunch special. They always have a lunch pasta special. You can pair with a salad. All their dressings are handmade, homemade, and for sale if you want to buy them, $8.99 a bottle. But they're all done right there in the shop. Everything's perfect over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I've never had a bad meal over there. And I've probably eaten there, I'm saying conservatively, 100, 150 times.
Wow.
I've never had a bad meal, bad experience. Food's never come out one time, and I thought, eh. They didn't put their best effort in today. Every day, I'm like, how do they do this? How do they continually produce excellence every day?
Consistency.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. There are two locations right here in the River Region. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, that's the new location, the Prattville location, for those of you north of the river. Don't like venturing down here into Montgomery. We have preferred community up here in Prattville, and we're going to stay that way.
Go to the club.
That's right. We talk like Arthur, because we drink on the rocks all day.
Yes.
And then you've got the speaking of the club, I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Yeah.
And you have the original location on Zelda Road, Zelda Play Shopping Center, Zelda Place on the backside of Zelda Play Shopping Center, the original Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Let me tell you about the Country Club.
Yes, tell us.
They got an 82 on their health report. The health report said there were roaches everywhere, and that their dishes weren't being sanitized at a high enough temperature. So they weren't being cleaned right.
That's disgusting.
My friends over at the club, get it together.
Yes, please.
You know, Zapp's Pest Control, they can swing by. Rebel. We can get the Orkin Man over there.
Orkin.
You know? Sturmatech or whatever. I mean, there are places that'll come by.
Terminex, baby.
Yeah, I mean, Cookie. Looky. Here comes Cookie.
Here comes Cookie. That's right.
I mean, I don't care who you use, but use somebody.
For God's sake, use somebody.
Any chance I get to cheese on the club for a minute, I'm going to take it. I can't help it. I'm going to take it. All right, guys. Our number, 272-9228. It's 11 minutes till the top of the hour. Who's this?
It's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Terry. I've been listening to you guys.
Brad?
We hadn't had a decent FBI director since William Sessions, and they got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, when they appoint these FBI directors, their job is to cover up the crimes of the people in power. They're all globalists.
Sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Anyway, y'all put out some good info this morning. Keep the good work up.
Thank you, Jimmy. Brad.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, I was just sitting here thinking about Trump watching Shark Week. and I think I figured it out. What it is he was telling the porn star that the episode about the Megalodon was actually a life documentary of his life. So, can you imagine that conversation? Stop. I'm watching this. Stop. You're going to love this. It's about me.
I'm like a shark. You're going to love this.
Maybe that's a spirit animal. I don't know.
I've got to have that story in here somewhere. It's in my little stack. Because it reads even better than I did it. Here we go. Stormy Daniels told political operative, quote, "Trump made me watch Shark Week with him for 3 hours." The more salacious detail in this Mother Jones story, the one that will land on the cover of the New York tabloids, is Daniels allegedly telling the same operative that she spanked Trump with a copy of Forbes magazine. Now, here's where it gets delicious. Guess who was on the cover of the Forbes magazine she allegedly spanked Trump with?
Hillary Clinton.
Trump! Trump got spanked with a copy of a magazine featuring Trump. This is the best timeline ever.
I can believe that.
I mean, it just doesn't get better with this.
No. Stormy Daniels.
In all seriousness, guys, y'all think they're really going to release that memo, or do you
think
if they do it, will it be so heavily redacted that it's just going to be sufficient?
No.
Or?
No. I think it's getting released. I think they'll vote and release it, yeah.
I think at this point, he has to release it. Yeah. It has to be released.
So.
Well, that's all I got, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks. Certainly. Daniels was serious enough about running for Senate in Louisiana. She embarked on a May 2009 listening tour of the state, held discussions with local political consultants.
And she's a porn star.
She's a porn star. Okay. Yeah. A famous one, apparently. I've never heard.
Sense.
Stormy Daniels.
That's a porn name.
Well, I guess.
Stormy.
Maybe?
Usually it's a weather condition.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sunny, stormy, windy.
One of those. Exactly.
Yeah, I got you. Now, and that's starting to make sense now.
Yeah.
Let's see here. According to an email written by an operative advising Daniels, at one point Daniels scrolled through her cell phone contacts to provide consultants with a list of fundraising names. Email noted that potential donors included Steve Hirsch, the founder of an adult entertainment company, Teresa Flint, daughter of hustlers Larry Flint, Frazier Boyd, owner of a strip club chain, Jenna Jameson, the so-called queen of porn, on the list, Donald J. Trump.
Ooh.
Email was sent to Andrea Dube, a political consultant based in New Orleans. In response, Dube expressed surprise that Daniels was friendly with Trump. Donald Trump, she wrote, in your cell phone? Yep. She says one time he made her sit with him for 3 hours watching Shark Week. That's the greatest email I've ever seen.
That's great, man. I couldn't care less, to be honest with you.
I don't care what Trump does.
I don't either.
I didn't hire him to be the preacher in chief. I want him to be the commander in chief.
Exactly.
If he wants to hang out with porn stars, you know what? My hat's off to
him. In the overall scheme of things, that's not really that bad when you look at what everybody else has done.
Well, yeah, exactly. At least he's of age.
Exactly.
Considering what some of these evil, wretched people up in Washington, D.C. do.
Yep.
All right, to sort of summarize, Terry, where we've been today, there is a memo right now from the Office of the Inspector General, the U.S. Department of Justice, sitting in a secure, compartmented facility as we speak. That is causing people to leave the compartmented facility, the secure facility, who've read it, yes. Members of the U.S. House.
Yes.
And say things like, it's game-changing. It will end up with people in prison.
People are going to prison.
That this will change forever the nature of the American government. That this could lead to the disbandment of the Mueller investigation.
Mm-hmm. He's guilty.
That it is shocking, appalling. I mean, no shortage of expression words like
exactly.
that. Shocking, appalling, disgusting, gross, arrogant, I read one person said.
Well, you know, they say that Mueller, he actually took a sample of our uranium to Russia to give it to them so they could analyze it to make sure that it was of high enough quality before they went ahead and bought all the stuff that, you know, the 20% of our uranium they bought. So he was involved in that. That's what I've been reading.
This is the best part of this entire thing. I want to go back to the second debate. To me, Trump's finest hour.
I agree.
On his toes in a forum that was supposed to favor Hillary Clinton and make him look awful.
She knew the questions ahead of time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This was the one where CNN was giving him the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this exchange.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah. Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
You remember that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think we're finally getting somewhere.
And I'm knowing Trump, he's going to remind her of that exchange.
Oh.
That's the way he works.
Oh. Because you'd be in jail. I remember that moment like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. I remember where I was sitting. My wife was in the room with me. We were intensely watching the second debate.
Mm-hmm.
We stood up, high-fived, fist pumped.
Love it.
Yeah. I remember going over and like pounding on the cushions.
Because everybody was waiting during the whole campaign. When is he going to start addressing what she's doing? We all knew she was dirty. I mean, come on.
Oh, my gosh. That moment.
Yeah.
That moment. There were so many good moments in the debate.
But it was that moment that we realized he acknowledged what she was, what she stood for, and that we finally realized he is going to do something.
He gets it.
There you go. That's it.
The two moments that made Donald Trump president.
Yes, I agree.
The first one was only Rosie O'Donnell, because that was the first question of the first debate.
Mm-hmm.
And Megyn Kelly starts hitting him with, basically, you're a disgusting pig. You called people this. You called women gross and disgusting and fat and nasty.
Well, some of them probably need to be told that from time to time.
True. But anyway, she, you know, had him kind of on the ropes. And everybody at home was watching going, ooh, ow, ee.
That hurts.
Yeah, and he sat there and coolly and calmly stopped her in the middle of her question and said, only Rosie O'Donnell. And you knew right then, all right, there's
Moxie.
Moxie. There's a great line. I just watched Frost Nixon. I recommend everybody go watch it.
Yeah.
There's a great line in Frost Nixon during their first televised interview day where Nixon's sitting in there and Frost is interviewing him, and Frost thinks he's got a little thing up his sleeve, and he's gonna go in there and he's gonna, you know, hit him with a question right off the bat.
Right.
Well, Nixon fields the question brilliantly, and he starts turning it around, and he starts basically beating Frost over the head with it. You little snot-nosed brat. You think you're gonna come in here with my intellect and pull a fast one on me? And it cuts to Kevin Bacon, who's playing Jack Brennan. It cuts to Jack Brennan's voice, and he says, there comes a time in every prize fight when the challenger finally gets hit by the champ and realizes he's not in the same class, and all the hype and all the training was all BS. This was that moment. Let me tell you, that was the moment, because you'd be in jail. That was the moment right there, right off the bat.
Yep.
When we all realized, okay, He's the guy.
Yep.
He's got it. He understands it. Terry, thanks for joining me today.
Man, thank you so much.
It's
for
been
the
a heck of a
really
lot of fun.
It.
Yeah. We got to get out of here because they only give us 3 hours a day, Terry.
Darn it.
I know. But that doesn't mean you don't sleep well at night. Go to Mattress Firm, boys and girls. They're on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. They're on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's. They're out at East Chase. Wherever you go, go. Get a good night's sleep. If you've had your mattress since the Bush administration, that's gross.
What about Nixon?
That's really gross. Go get it changed out. Go to Mattress Firm. They'll get you hooked up. I promise you, where you can save money and sleep happy over there. I'll be back Monday morning. News and Views. Jack Campbell will be back and join me. Dan Morris Show just around the corner. I'll be here with him for the next 3 hours. Terry, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much.
You going to be live tomorrow?
Yes.
We'll be listening at 6 p.m.
Thanks, man.
On these very airwaves.
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. Want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us in our new home at Peppertree shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6.